Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Imagine this. Cyrus the Great was not only a king, but an empire builder. His armies subjugated people, smashing their fortresses and pillaging their treasures. He had done it scores of times. According to Rüdiger Schmidt, professor of comparative Indo-European philology, Cyrus conquered, quote, all of the previous civilized states of the ancient Near East, end quote. Greek historian Herodotus said that he brought, quote, into subjection every nation without exception, end quote. But what was he doing now? Setting captives free? Sending them back to rebuild their capital? A people known to often rebel against their overlords? Yes, indeed. As he wrote, quote, who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. Ezra 1:3. And, added the king, if anyone doesn't return, then enrich your neighbors that do. Quote, whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock. Verse 4. This they did, as verses 5 and 6 describe. But there's more. Who would think this Gentile ruler would then give up the fabulous treasures of the temple that the Babylonians had removed 70 years before? But, quote, King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah, verses 7 and 8. Contrary to the rules of ancient warfare, Cyrus did the unthinkable. Is it possible that the same God, in answer to our prayers, might stir up the spirits of today's rulers? Have we not been commanded to pray, quote, for kings and all who are in authority? For God our Savior desires all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2, verses 2 to 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.